With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Iran has launched multiple attacks on Gulf Arab states today, including sending dozens of drones toward Saudi Arabia. Early this morning, President Trump threatened new major retaliation, writing online, "Watch what happens to these deranged scumbags today." Meanwhile, U.S. Central Command says an American military refueling plane crashed in Iraq. In a bid to stabilize global energy markets, the Trump administration has temporarily lifted sanctions on Russian oil shipments. European leaders said now is not the time to relax those sanctions. Energy analyst Isaac Levi says Russia was already benefiting from the crisis in Iran.
What our report shows is a 17% increase in Russia's oil export earnings in the first week of March compared to in February. And that means that they're earning, from total fossil fuel exports, 510 million euros every day in the month of March from that oil and gas exports used to finance that war in Ukraine.
A gunman is dead after a shooting on a Norfolk, Virginia college campus.
The FBI's Dominique Evans says Mohammed Jallo, a former Army National Guard member, walked into a room at the Old Dominion Business School building.
Prior to him conducting this act of terrorism, he shouted, stated, Allahu Akbar.
It's not immediately clear how the shooter died.
There were students that were in that room that subdued him and rendered him no longer alive.
Audio from WVEC. Jallo pleaded guilty in 2016 to attempting to provide material support to the Islamic State. I'm Ed Donahue.
Investigators are working to understand the exact reason a man with a rifle crashed into a Michigan synagogue yesterday. He was a naturalized citizen born in Lebanon. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports that Southerners are the most religious.
According to the latest data from the Pew Research Center, 76% of people who live in the southeastern portion of the country have a religious affiliation. That's the highest percentage of any region. However, the Pew study also reveals that while Southerners care about faith more than anybody else, they care about it less than they used to. By all metrics, people from the South are significantly less religious now than they were 20 years ago. Michael Harrington reporting.
Drug use is spiraling out of control in Cuba, and the Christian community is fighting back. The Alcance Victoria Cuba Church provided therapy to approximately 50 addicted young people and their families last year, and today more than a dozen individuals attend sessions regularly. Drug use in Cuba spiked at the beginning of the decade as a deepening economic crisis, shortages of basic goods, and the emergence of low-cost synthetic drugs have transformed the landscape. This is SRN News. As we've reported this week, two people in northwest Indiana were killed when tornadoes touched down. That stormy weather also hit an area south of Chicago. Governor J.B. Pritzker says Illinois was fortunate.
Thank God no lives were lost here, but these storms have caused a number of minor injuries, as well as 300 impacted properties. I think it's now up to 460 that have been evaluated for some damage.
Speaking of stormy weather, the U.S. is getting slammed by a stretch of weather extremes, from flooding rain to record heat and late-season snow. Yesterday, for example, on Wednesday in Washington, D.C., it was a record 86 degrees. Then yesterday, snow fell in the afternoon. Meteorologists say the Southwest also is facing a heat dome with prolonged triple-digit temperatures in the forecast. More details at srnnews.com.